If you're looking to boost your communication skills, build better habits, and connect with people on a different level, then the podcast is for you. It's a place where connection and communication meet coaching. I'm your host, Podge, a seasoned expert in health, leadership, and psychology. Each week, we'll dive into topics related to health with a keen focus on the art of building meaningful relationships through insightful interviews and practical advice. I believe that everyone has a great story to tell, and by learning from each other, we can not only enhance our own lives, but also strengthen our communities and how we connect with others. So I invite you to join me on this journey of connection and growth. Let's get started. Welcome to our Noom Vibe Life. Today's topic is going to be titled Cultivating a Growth Mindset. Before we do dive into today's topic, I do want to introduce myself. So I'm Podge, a coach and a manager at Noom. In my previous role, I had the privilege to lead and be accountable for roughly over 300 coaches who all expertly supported our Noomers and really helped them to build a better and healthier life. So this meant that my reach expanded not only to US coaches and Noomers, but also to those in Canada, in Europe, the UK, and even Australia. So just given that context, I really did encounter many challenges when it came to fostering a growth mindset, both in our coaches and in our Noomers too. Before we do jump into the topic, I do just want to briefly reintroduce Noom Vibe, which is formerly known as Wisdom. So it's obviously a platform designed to promote just healthier living, and we really do emphasize community support. And there's some cool new features in the app. I know I am addicted to that walking, the step count. And I also really love, as I mentioned before, I love the clapping emojis. And just learned yesterday that if you hold down that clap emoji at the bottom center of the screen, it allows you to put in some other emojis. So there's things like hearts and other things there. So feel free, don't be shy. I definitely would like all the claps. I see claps, I might see a heart. And there's other emojis in there too. So pretty nice, cool feature. But yeah, it's really nice platform. I'm really enjoying it so far. And it's good just to connect with like-minded people. And as we get into growth mindset today, you'll see how maybe you can leverage this app to help you develop a growth mindset and support others in the community. All right, so let's jump into today's discussion. I do see we have a guest. Before I bring guests on, I do want to just briefly introduce what a growth mindset is. I do have a small activity for us to go through, and then I will do some practical tips on how to develop a growth mindset. And then at that point, I will open it up for a Q&A. So definitely really curious to hear what you have to say around this topic. And I'm very excited to get my first guest underway as well. Let's jump into the topic around a growth mindset. First, I think it's important to define it. A growth mindset is the belief that abilities and intelligence can be developed through dedication and hard work. I think the important word there is developed, which is saying it's something that can be learnt. So a growth mindset can be something that is learnt. So why is this important? Well, it aids in personal development. It can help us increase our resilience. It also opens you up to feedback. And it really can help enhance the joy of learning. In contrast to that, there's something known as a fixed mindset. So as the name would suggest, a fixed mindset is when you believe that abilities are relatively fixed or stuck and cannot be improved. I guess a good example of this would be if you take sports, for example. Say you play soccer now and you feel like you're a good soccer player or Aussie rules player. If you had a fixed mindset, you might think, I am good at soccer or I am good at Aussie rules, but I am not good at, let's take another sport like badminton or something like that. Whereas a growth mindset would be, yeah, I'm good at soccer, I'm good at Aussie rules. I'm taking up badminton. I'm not good at badminton yet. Can you see the key difference? The fixed mindset is almost binary. I'm either good or I'm not. The growth mindset is, yeah, I might not be good, but I'm not good yet. can learn and develop in that area. At this point, I do want to jump into an activity, and let's do this together. I want you to imagine that you're a promising quarterback. So in fact, you're actually the winner of the Heisman Trophy. So the Heisman Trophy is the highest individual award in college. So essentially, you're the best college football player that there is. You're the top pick in the draft, and you join the Philadelphia Eagles. So a team you've always dreamed of playing for. But there's a dilemma. The pressure is too much. You've always had a dream of playing for this team. You're dying to play. But every time the coach puts you in, see how you perform, you get very anxious and you lose your focus. You were always cool under pressure in college, but this is the NFL, so this is the big leagues. Now all you see here are like incredibly big, like giant dudes running towards you that want to tear you to shreds, and they're faster than you. You feel helpless. You can have two reactions here. I want you to imagine your first reaction. You might say things like, I'm not a leader. I'm not a leader like a quarterback should be. How could I ever inspire the team when I can't even get myself together? Oh, this is just getting worse and worse. Now, I want you to imagine the ultimate outcome if you were the quarterback who harbored those thoughts. You might possibly feel isolated. You might feel unhappy, frustrated, stuck. In contrast, imagine you have the following mindset. Becoming an NFL player is a huge leap, and it's going to take me some adjusting. There's a lot of things that I don't know, and I want to start finding out those things. I wonder what the other guys on my team did when they made the jump from college to the NFL. What do you imagine the ultimate outcome would be for the quarterback who harbors these thoughts? They feel that they can learn from their teammates. To me, it feels a bit more hopeful. And they seem a bit more confident in their abilities, not as they currently are, but in their ability to improve and learn and develop. Next, I want to just speak about how we can develop a growth mindset. I'm going to give you 3 takeaway tips, and then we're going to open it for Q&A. Tip number 1. Become aware of your thoughts. Do you tell yourself that you're no good at a particular task? So there's no point in attempting it. Do you believe that success in certain kinds of activities, whether it's sports that we just described, it could be music or any creative fields, do you feel these are reserved for people who are naturally talented? Do you worry that if you try your hardest and fail at something, you'll be exposed as useless, worthless, or incapable? Tip number 2, stay curious. You have to question your thoughts and your beliefs. How is your thought process stacking up against reality? Is there any truth in your thoughts? Are there some perspectives that you're not seeing? What impact are your thoughts having on your mood? So here, really, really is important to stay curious. If you can stay curious, be aware of your thoughts and work on that internal dialogue, it really will help you to develop a growth mindset. The third one, which is really interesting and definitely my biology background is coming out in me here, but you can actually rewire your brain. This is a learned behavior. So there's a circuit in our brains that tells us to keep going, even when we don't receive an immediate reward. The reason is because a reward is still on the way. So this is dopamine. This is a really interesting one. I mean, we could go down so many rabbit holes about instant gratification and social media these days, and kind of everything is, the dopamine hits are like quick, short hits if you think of things like Instagram and TikTok. But this to me is really speaking to delayed gratification, which is something when you do have a growth mindset, it's really important to be able to cultivate that and understand that yes, the dopamine hit is coming, but it's at a slower rate than perhaps what happens in the world today. So ways you can rewire your brain: you can seek out challenges for yourself. You can learn more about what it means to have a growth mindset. And one I like to use is visualization. When it comes to seeking out the challenges, I think it's important to operate at your edge. So you don't want to pick a challenge that's like super unattainable, that it's almost demotivating. Yes, you can pick something hard, but I do think it's important to pick something that stresses you in a good way, but is also attainable. At this point, I'd love to open up the floor for questions. What questions come up regarding what we've discussed today? What resonates with you? Maybe you have an insight or an experience you'd like to share, and this is the space to do so. I do already see that we have one guest, so pardon me as this is my first time. Nolene, I believe, I'm going to try and leave you in right now. Excellent. Nolene, welcome.
Thank you.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much.
Very good. Nolene, where are you based?
New York.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, you were up nice and early.
Yes. Getting ready for work.
Very good. And thank you. I saw you joined the guest count earlier today. Full transparency, I would have left you in earlier. I'm extremely nervous and definitely wanted to speak to some of the content I had, but how are you doing? What's on your mind?
Well, I'm just wondering how I can better stay on track. I'm not very consistent with the diet part, so I tend to go over my calorie count every day, and I find that I'm most hungry in the evening time.
Yeah, that's an excellent question. I am going to see how I can tie it into having a growth mindset, and yeah, just for everyone here on the call, like, this is obviously myself and Nolene's first time interacting as well. But I mean, I'd love to learn a bit more about your history. Like, when you, how long do you feel that you have been kind of on track and working on, you're definitely tracking your calories, it sounds like, anyway.
Well, I am. So I only just joined Noomvet 4 days ago.
Oh, excellent.
So this is all kind of new to me, but I have been in a diet, like I've been on diets before, but I'm with a weight management physician right now. So I've been with her for the last like year. So I've lost 45 pounds in 1 year, but I've kind of plateaued and now I can't seem to get any further.
Yeah.
So hence why I joined Noom. I thought maybe, you know, use some psychology to sort this out.
But, yeah, that's excellent.
Yeah, so I just, you know, I'm just having a hard time now on this plateau. I need to get off it.
They are so frustrating. And Nolene, I can see the timer ticking down. So when it goes to zero, like, please feel free to rejoin and I'll let you back in. Yeah. Plateaus are something that are incredibly common. And I'm sure we have 50 amazing guests here today. I'm sure a lot of people can attest to that. Usually what I like to do as a coach is, and even personally, when I go through plateaus, is really just try to normalize them. We actually have a wonderful graph. I don't know if a coach has sent it to you at Noom yet, but sometimes weight loss isn't linear. So it's not like direct correlation. It's not always going down in a straight line. It does fluctuate, and it is hard to lose weight. And fair play to you for having such consistency for a year and for being down, I think you said four to 5 pounds at this stage, which is brilliant, right? And it is progress. So the first thing I would do is with a plateau is just normalize it. It's going to happen with anyone on their weight journey. I know Nolene's probably going to jump back in here again. The second point, I would love to just dive in to see how, if you are working with your physician on tracking calories, and then there's other aspects that I like to look at in people's lifestyle. So I think calories is one of them. You do have to work within your own range. So you might get a specific range either via Noom or via physician, but you have to work with what you are currently eating and create a small deficit from there. Without going too off topic, when it comes to nutrition, I do look at things like protein intake as a number one, and then secondary is the type of foods that you are eating. And then the second thing is we'd look at your kind of exercise regime, what you're doing there, if there's room to improve there. And generally the third one is other aspects such as your sleep and kind of like your mental health. For me, there's a big social aspect to achieving your goals, in which this case is weight gain. So making sure that your social cup is relatively full as well, I think is important. Nolene, I got a notification that you followed me, so thank you very much. But if you do want to hop back in and provide more context or ask a question, whether it's around this or specifically around a growth mindset, I'm happy to continue the discussion. All right. If any other guest wants to jump in, I'm curious to know if anything has resonated with you when we spoke about growth mindset here today. I'm just got a message from Nolene. She's saying that she can't get back in. Daryl, I know you're present. If there's a reason for this, let me know. And Nolene, don't worry, I'll be in touch with you. If you can't get back in today, I'll be in touch with you after this conversation as well. All right. It's all good, Daryl. Nolene is back in. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
I'm not sure, Nolene, if you were able to hear what we were speaking about
at the time you went out.
What's on your mind? Is there any follow-up questions you have there?
So, no, I've no follow-up questions, but I know plateaus are kind of normal. I'm finding it hard to get off this one right now, and I don't know how to do that. So maybe increasing my exercise might be the right thing to do. But it seems that every time I exercise, I get hungry. So,
I mean, a totally normal reaction, you know. And I wouldn't be too afraid. Like I'd be more of on the intuitive side there. Is if you are hungry, you can look at it two ways. You know, if you don't eat and you're like quote unquote starving yourself, like it. Is that sustainable long term, or will there become a point where you're just going to get fed up with that lifestyle? You know, I mean, if it works, it does work for some people. They can be like, yeah, I'm going to power through that feeling. It's okay. But if you know yourself that you can't, like it's okay to eat. And that's when things I was speaking about earlier, like was having, if you are eating, like make sure that there's a high protein content in the food that you're eating. So that helps with satiety. That helps you feel full for longer, and can be a nice trick. You know, you're still feeling you're full, but you're also getting nutritious food that's supplementing your exercise as well.
Okay.
Any other follow-up questions or thoughts?
I don't right now because I have to go. It's actually 6:45.
Oh, God. So. Nolene, fair play to you for getting up so early. I really appreciate it. And yeah, you're like, feel free to message me, and I'm excited that you're at Noom, and your coaches will definitely be a big helping hand to you too. But yeah, don't be a stranger. We can continue this conversation offline as well.
Great. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Nolene, you were my first ever guest. Cheryl was the first ever person to join a live talk. So this is incredibly exciting for me. I am going to leave the floor open for another minute or so if anyone has questions. So has anything come up regarding what we've discussed around growth, fixed mindset? Is there anything that resonates with you? If you don't feel comfortable enough to speak, you can always drop me a DM as well. I do this for a reason. This is stuff that I love and happy to engage in any conversation. Nolene has got me thinking now. My mind is just thinking about what she said and how plateaus can be different or difficult. And if we do relate it back to our topic, I mean, a fixed mindset here would be, I'm in a plateau, I'm stuck, I'm no good at this, I'm never going to achieve my goals, in this case, lose weight. And it reminds me of a quote from a book, which is very popular within Noom, by the way, Atomic Habits by James Clear. And I hope I do not butcher this quote, but I believe it is, you don't rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems. You don't rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems. And what this says to me, it's like process versus outcome, right? Your goal or your outcome is, I want to lose X pounds. But your systems, that's your process. That's what you've put in place to help you achieve your goal. So when you think of systems from this point of view, it could be like your nutrition plan, your protein content, the exercise, your exercise levels, how you're managing your stress, how you're managing your sleep. Are you connected with people? Do you have a supportive network? Like, all those are your systems. And then the outcome, which is the goal, is the result. Like, I have lost X amount of pounds. And it is tough sometimes, but if you do have faith and have good systems in place, I do believe that the outcome, not all the time, but the outcome will happen eventually. And now it's a mental game. It's almost like related to our growth mindset. Now you have to say, right, I'm doing these things in the right way. Like, I will get there eventually. I'm going to keep doing this. Can I make little tweaks to my exercise? Can I add this into my diet? I believe by staying focused on the systems that the goal or the outcome will happen. And nice tie back to our topic. That just means like showing and maintaining a growth mindset and staying positive. I mean, it's okay to have negative times too. We've all been there, but just being confident in the systems you're developing that will eventually lead to the goal. All right. It is amazing to see 57 plus people here. I understand there's no one else who wants to jump into our Q&A. So I think it's an okay time just to conclude the conversation. And I really just want to thank you so much for attending. As I said, if you're in Europe, it's still morning, about to venture into the afternoon. And if you are in Australia, I know we've quite a strong Australian contingency as well. It's great to have you here, and hopefully in future talks that I'll get to hear from you in person as well. Just feel free to connect with me here on Noom Vibe. I'm going to be back tomorrow at the same time as well. Don't be a stranger. Really appreciate you joining in for my first live talk as well. And wish you all a great, great day and a great night. Thanks, folks. Chat soon.